Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. On Tuesday, July 6th, they are having the fourth installment of The Match. The Match is a kind of a event that got put together by actually a good friend of mine, Brian Zuriff, who happens to be a friend of Phil Mickelson's. And he had this idea. Brian's a Hollywood producer and has done some great work. Ray Donovan was one of his shows. He had a great four-part series. I think it was a movie documentary was called The Escape from Dannemora. I don't know if anybody's ever seen it. It was really good. If you've never seen that, that was really good. It's a true story. But anyway, Brian is a big golfer, plays with Phil Mickelson a lot, and had this idea that they should do this match for, you know, charity. So the first match that they had was the one they had out in Las Vegas, which was Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. And they played at, a lot of people watched them, and they played at Shadow Creek, which was pretty cool because Shadow Creek had never been on TV before. And it's a pretty iconic golf course. I mean, one of the better golf courses in the United States, totally man-made right out of the middle of the desert. Tom Fazio designed it. Beautiful course, owned by the MGM. Steve Wynn originally built the Shadow Creek course. But anyway, that match was Tiger versus Phil. And of course, they were playing for $10 million, and nobody really believed that, it was winner take all, because obviously, it wasn't. I mean, Tiger wouldn't show up for winner take all. I mean, that's just, why would he? He's the... even though Mickelson's great, this Tiger was the big draw there. And, he's not going for nothing. But anyway, they played that match and, it was sort of winner take all, or make everybody think it was winner take all. But, it was fun. It was fun to watch. Pretty good. It went down to a playoff, and they hit off the just off the back of the putting green over to the 18th green, had it under the lights. I remember it. And they played the hole a couple times. Mickelson ended up winning. But then they had the match two, which was, I don't know what they call that. I'm going to call that like Champions for Charity or something. And that was Tiger and Peyton Manning against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. All right. And, Tiger won that one with Peyton Manning. Tom Brady, that's where Tom Brady hit the one good shot and holed out the 8-iron or 9-iron or whatever from the fairway. Pretty much made his day and, took him away from being embarrassed about how he was playing. And he hit the one good shot, but they ended up losing. But I always like these matches because I like listening to the players. I like the back and forth. I always thought it was good. With Peyton Manning's really good, and he gets it. He gets live TV, and of course Tom Brady's a goat. So I mean, it's fun to watch him, and there's a big football audience. And Phil Mickelson loves to put on a show on these things. So that I thought that was a fun one. And then they did it again. It's kind of like a franchise they got going. Then they did it again with Phil Mickelson and Charles Barkley. And this is where Charles debuted his new swing that doesn't hitch. And they played against Peyton Manning and Stephon Curry. And, Curry's a good player, scratch player, really good player. I mean, I've watched him hit balls before. I mean, he's a really, really good player. But you see the difference between, and a lot of people thought, okay, with Charles Barkley playing, on Phil's team, there's no way Phil's going to win. Well, and ends up Phil and Charles win real easily. But the thing is two things. Mickelson coaching Charles around the course. I mean, Phil is one of the best, in the world. He's one of the best who's ever lived at golf. His knowledge of how to coach around a certain situation, like Charles not being able to hit, you know, too many good shots at the time, Phil Mickelson knows what to do. The other players, one's a basketball player, one's a Curry, and the other one's a football player, Manning. I mean, they, you know, they're a little out of their league playing against a Phil Mickelson. And the other thing is what's illustrated when you watch amateur golfers play with professionals is how big the gap is. Like if Phil Mickelson was keeping his handicap, or if Tiger Woods was keeping his handicap, they'd be like a +7, okay? So when somebody says they're like a scratch player, and a +7 means that if a +7's playing a scratch player, the +7's giving the scratch player 7 shots. Because a handicap is typically figured on your best 10 out of your last 20 scores. Okay, well, the best 10 out of the last 20 scores based on the course rating of the course, I mean, from the back tees, if you give Phil Mickelson, you know, 20 rounds and judge him against the handicap of the golf course, or the, you know, index of the golf course, whatever they call it, I mean, he's going to be like a +6, +7, no problem. That's just what he's going to be. So a scratch player is nowhere near a touring pro. It's not even close, not even remotely close. And, you know, that comes as a rude awakening to the most scratch players. As a matter of fact, when a scratch player plays in a golf tournament, I usually expect the scratch player to shoot about 78. Like if a scratch player goes to play, a lot of times people who are scratch players go to play in like a U.S. Open qualifying, they're going to shoot 78. That's just what they shoot. Scratch players, when they play in a tournament, have to keep their score, putt everything out. They shoot 78 to 80. That's what they shoot. So it's a long way from, and you know, even though it looked good on paper, Peyton Manning's, you know, I don't know what he is, a 6 handicap, a 7 handicap, something like that. Stephen Curry's a scratch player. And Charles Barkley, you know, was obviously a struggle with his golf game. Nowhere near that. But, yeah, it's different when you go to play. So they couldn't, you know, anyway, Charles and Phil won that. And now they've got the match set up again. And this, you know, they had this in the works. And what timing? What timing on this match when Phil Mickelson wins the PGA? And all of a sudden, you know, I mean, Phil's back. He's back in the spotlight. And there isn't anybody that does better on TV with stuff like this than Phil Mickelson. There isn't anybody that's better on social media that's a golfer than Phil Mickelson at promoting things. And, you know, you got two legends. So this time you got Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady against Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is, you know, I mean, you know, these are all Hall of Famers. And Aaron Rodgers is, you know, in the news a lot because of his situation with the Green Bay Packers. But I think a lot of people are anxious to, you know, see if he gives them a clue or whatever. But I'm sure he's going to be out there just, you know, concentrating on his golf. So that's the next match. This is the fourth installment of the match. They're playing on Tuesday at Moonlight Basin in Big Sky, Montana. So that would be high elevation. The ball will be going forever. Can you imagine Big Sky, Montana? I don't know what the elevation is there, but it is high. It's up there. Hey, Bryson DeChambeau, I mean, he'll be hitting the ball 400 yards. It'll be unbelievable. So Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson. Tom Brady, the oldest quarterback to win a Super Bowl, and Phil Mickelson, the oldest golfer to win a major championship. That's pretty cool stuff. So I want to talk a little bit about the match and what to expect when we come back. What you can expect if you get some Voodoo Pain Relief Cream is pain relief. If you've got arthritis pain, try this product, voodoopainrelief.com. You get a free 2-week supply, so go there and check it out. If you're a betting person and you like to bet on golf, this match, the match number four, is an absolute lock. Absolute lock. Just a lock. Oh, my gosh. Okay, here's the format. It's going to be on Turner, TNT. And they're playing a modified alternate shot match, which means the professionals, Phil and Bryson DeChambeau, are teeing off from the back tees. And obviously Bryson's longer than Phil, although Phil will be taking a rip at it. But, you know, he's clearly not as long as Bryson DeChambeau. They're playing the back tees. The football players will be playing the forward tees. So they've got a big advantage. A huge advantage. Now, sometimes that works out really good. Sometimes that doesn't work out so good because if you're a long hitter, and I tell you, Aaron Rodgers can hit it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a good player. He can hit a long way. But if you're on the forward tee, generally speaking, with golf courses, they design the golf course so that the landing area is out there, you know, a certain distance. Now it's much farther out there than it used to be when the golf courses that they've been building, because everybody hits the ball so far now. But the point is if you hit it past the landing area, let's say the landing area is supposed to be, you know, from the back tees, it's supposed to be 285 yards or whatever. That's the landing area. So the probably the widest part of the fairway or the place to land it in is probably from, you know, 275 to 300, something like that. Now, sometimes you'll hit it past 300 and it'll open up. Other times you'll hit it past 300 and it'll tighten up because the landing area was back at 290. And what you've got to look for is on the holes where you can really let it go, then obviously being on the front tees is an advantage because you can just let the, you know, as they say, let the big dog eat, and you can make the hole into nothing. But also it's an advantage even if you're not hitting a driver because, you know, I mean, from the front tees on a golf course that is that elevation, I mean, you could probably hit a 6-iron off the tee and be just fine on probably every single hole, but they're all hitting tee shots. Then they pick the whatever ball they want to play, and then they're going to alternate from there. Okay, so whoever ball they pick, like if they pick Phil's drive, let's say Tom Brady hits it over in the bushes, and they pick Phil's drive, then Tom Brady's got to hit the next shot. If they pick Tom Brady's drive, then Phil gets to hit the next shot. So ideally, what they want is they want Tom Brady. This is their you know, their strategy. They want Tom Brady putting the ball somewhere in play. Now, because he's playing the up tees, Phil Mickelson will have him teeing off on some holes with a 7-iron. Just get the ball in play anywhere so I have a shot. Okay? Just get it in play so I got a shot. Then Phil's job is to hit it on the green. Now it's up to Tom Brady to make the putt. And if he misses the putt or leaves a 3, 4, 5 footer, the idea is that Phil Mickelson can clean it up. Okay. Now, if they're going to make birdies, what has to happen? They got to get on a par 5 that Mickelson can hit it in 2. So Brady's got to hit a decent tee shot. And then if they birdie a par 4, either Phil hits it in there close after a decent Tom Brady drive, and then Tom Brady makes a putt. And realistically speaking, how many putts is somebody going to make that is, I think Tom Brady's like an 8 handicap. How many is he going to make? You know, most likely not a lot. Brady's got to hit the second shot in there somewhere, and then Phil's got to drain the putt. So how are they really going to make, you know, a lot of birdies? Well, any birdies. I mean, they could do it on a par 5, could do it on a short par 4. I mean, it can happen, but it's going to be challenging. So the alternate shot, they go from there, and just like I explained, and then of course the best score on a hole wins, and the, you know, tide holes, our tide holes. And then, you know, the winner is who's ever up by whatever amount of holes with not enough holes left to play to change the outcome. And that's going to be the event. So here are I gave you the strategy for Mickelson and for Tom Brady. Now the strategy for Bryson DeChambeau is pretty much always the same. Just, you know, hit it as far as you can and hope you can find your ball. And if he does, then Aaron Rodgers is going to have a short shot into the green. So a lot of it's going to boil down to, can Bryson DeChambeau hit it out there where he can find it? And how good is Aaron Rodgers around the greens hitting, you know, relatively short shots? Because that's what he's going to have. I mean, Bryson DeChambeau will be hitting it forever at elevation and Big Sky, Montana. And then if he doesn't hit a good drive, can Aaron Rodgers keep it in play so that Bryson DeChambeau can hit the second shot? Now, the thing that they have going for him here, though, is the fact that Aaron Rodgers is he's like a 4 handicap, okay? Tom Brady is an 8 handicap. Now, let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, an 8 handicap, Tom Brady, when he played in that last charity match, he was awful. He couldn't even lay a glove on it, as they say. He couldn't hit any shots solid at all. And then all of a sudden, I mean, and by the way, his attitude was going south. You know, he was like, you know, you could tell he was like embarrassed at his play. He'd been practicing the day before, he'd been practicing the day of. I mean, he knew when you see somebody on the driving range that many hours, like he's a hard practicer, but you see somebody on the driving range that many hours, they're not feeling good about their game. They're scared about how their game's going to show up. And he finally hit that one good shot, and then that kind of took the pressure off. He holed out the shot from the fairway, and you know, and then at least, you know, he knew that, okay, that's going to be the highlight shot. That's going to be the Sports Center shot. That's going to be the top 10 shot of the day. And no matter what the rest of the round looks like, he'll have escaped doing something decent. My expectation, though, is that that's going to be harder to come by this time. You don't hold shots, you know, every time you play golf, especially when you're an 8 handicap. But he's not even close to an 8 handicap. I mean, 8 handicaps shoot 80. He wouldn't have broke 100 the last time. 8 handicaps don't shoot 100. I mean, they just don't. Now, it's a tough situation. You're playing with touring pros, you know, TV online. And I know I know he's the greatest, but he's not playing football. He's not throwing the football. He's hitting the golf ball. And there's a big difference, huge difference from an 8 handicap to a 4 handicap. The difference is that Aaron Rodgers can play. I've played with Aaron before, and he's a good player. I mean, he's not sort of a decent player, you know, which is kind of what I would say Tom Brady is. He's kind of sort of a decent player. Aaron Rodgers is a good player. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers goes and has a bad day, he's going to hit a lot of good golf shots. And a bad day for him is going to be en route to an 85. That's going to be a really, really bad day. Just a horrible day. I'm talking about everything going wrong. He's en route to an 85. Tom Brady, he has a really bad day and everything's going sideways. He's en route to 100. 100. That's what he was going to shoot last time. You know, I mean, that's just the fact. When they played down Florida, that's what he was going to shoot. So these odds they're really favoring one team. So I'm going to get into who my bet is. You can probably figure it out, but when we come back, we'll talk about that. Get my instructional videos at HaneyUniversity.com, and you'll be on your way to playing better golf. So if you want some help with your golf game, here's how you do it. Just go to HaneyUniversity.com and sign up, and you'll get the free videos that come on a daily basis. Absolutely free. All you got to do is just go sign up. So go there and check it out, HaneyUniversity.com. All right, so the money on this match is coming in big on Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you got to figure that Mickelson and Bryson DeChambeau are pretty much just a wash, okay? They're, you know, so now it boils down to, can the 4 handicap beat the 8 handicap? That's it. And a 4 handicap is going to beat an 8 handicap. I mean, that's just what's going to happen most all the time. This is a lock of a bet. But the problem is, you got to pay for it. They started off, and Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers were minus 150 favorites. So that means you got to bet 150 to win 100. A pretty big favorite. Okay, they're the favorite to win. But because everybody is loading up on those two, now they're minus 185. So you got to bet $185 to win 100. I bet by the time the match happens, that's over 200. Because I'm telling you, people are going, Aaron Rodgers is a good player. Aaron Rodgers can play golf. I've played with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I know he can play golf. And it's not even going to be close. So if I was betting, oh my gosh, this is what they call a lock right here. If Phil Mickelson can coach his way to victory here, it will be incredible. I don't think it's going to happen though. No, I mean if you bet on them, you could you bet 100, you win 135. I mean, it's a better bet. It should be higher than that though. It is at a couple books. It's 140, 145. But anyway, you got to bet the big money. 185 to win 100. But I would do it. I'd take Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers. Count that as one of my picks this week. That's a lock right there. I don't think it's going to be close. I really don't. But who knows? Mickelson is a phenomenal guy at figuring this stuff out. I'm sure he's going to have Brady just bunting something off the tee, wedge, 9-iron, 8-iron, 7-iron, I don't know. So he can hit the second shot. You never know. But the big edge here is Aaron Rodgers. I got to go with Aaron Rodgers in this match. Anyway, I'm going to be watching. Should be fun. I like this kind of stuff. I think it's great. I think it's great for golf. Anything, you know what? I like anything that's great for golf. Anything that's great. You know, some people think it's goofy, it's corny, it's whatever. I like watching this stuff. And I love learning from Phil Mickelson. And you know what? It'll be interesting to see how Bryson DeChambeau does, because he's got a lot of, you know, he's got craziness like Phil too. You know, I'm not saying Phil's crazy, but he's just, you know, he's an entertainer. And Bryson DeChambeau, he'll be talking up and he'll be probably laying some of his philosophy on it. And it'll be interesting to watch. I can't wait to watch that on Tuesday. I think it's going to be really good. Anyway, hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Email your questions to hankhaneygolf@outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app so you get the podcast every day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.